Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yerevin Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are starting Lamed Vav Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Gimel and Vilna Tzuras Daf. It's all the way at the beginning of Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Her Nishamah should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah tells us Ein Moedin El Bechavos Shachamishim Amo Loi Pachas V'Loi Yoser. When we measure the Tchum of 2,000 Amos, it has to be measured with a rope of 50 Amos. That's the length of the rope, not less and not more. It's got to be precisely a 50 Amo rope. And we have mentioned this before, and the Gemara is going to tell us as well that if we're measuring 2,000 Amos with a 50 Amos rope, that means that we're basically measuring a total of 40 rope lengths, and that's how we get to 2,000 Amos. Now, where's the rope held? So, Lo Yamud El Keneged Liboy, he has to hold it by his heart. We have two land surveyors, that's what they're called. These guys are the experts at measuring the Tchum. We have the lead guy in front, and then the second guy in the back, and the way that they measure properly is just simply holding it by their heart, by their chest, and that's the way we get a good, proper measurement. Now, let's say Hoya Moedeid, he's measuring, it's really they are measuring, and Igia Lagai Oy Lagader. It comes to a valley or to a fence. This valley is basically some sort of depression in the ground. It could be actually a really deep valley or some sort of dip in the ground. And the gutter over here is referring to a mound of stones. It used to be a stone wall, but then it had fallen down. And that means it's basically a heap. It's like a little hill. What do they do? Do they measure the actual slope going down and up or not? And the answer is mavliyai. They just swallow it up. This means that if the valley or this mound is not 50 amos wide, so then they just take their rope and put it over this entire thing, swallow the whole thing up in the rope of 50 amos. And that's even though if they walk down into the valley and then back up out of the valley, that's going to be more than 50 amos, because let's say the slope down is 30 amos and the slope back up is another 30 amos, it's a total of 60 amos, but the width of the top of the valley is only, let's say, 40 amos, so we gain in the tchum this way by being mavliya it inside the tchum, and we only count the top of it, which is 40 amos. Now let's say that when they go out of the city and they encounter this guy, this valley, it turns out to be very long, and the entire area of the guy, which corresponds to the city, is very wide. It's much wider than 50 amos. So they're not able to be mavliya that part inside the tchum because they simply only have a 50 amma rope, and that area is, let's say, 60 amas wide. What do? So they walk down to the right or to their left all the way along this valley until a place where it narrows to less than 50 amas, and that's where they're mavliya it. And now the Mishnah picks up and says, Lam zayin omer alf on top, v'chazel midasai, he goes back to his midah, which means once he was able to be mavliya this valley because he had found a place which was narrower than 50 amas, so he continues measuring from there. But once he manages to measure the entire width, even by the very wide part, which corresponds to his city, he goes back to his original measurement where he originally was by his city. Similarly, the Mishnah says, Higia lahar. Let's say he reaches a mountain. So mavliyai v'chazel midasai, he's mavliya the mountain, and he goes back to his original midah, which basically means that he sidesteps the height of the mountain. He measures the 50 amas of base. This is obviously if the base of the mountain is narrower than 50 amas, and then he goes back to the original measurement where he had bumped into the mountain originally. Ubil vad shelo yotzi chosot chum. This is as long as he doesn't go out of the tchum, meaning all these cases that we just mentioned, the guy, the gader, or the har, that the place where he encountered them was wider than 50 amos, so he had to walk along it until he gets his spot, which is narrower than 50 amos, measures it, and then goes back to his original spot. It can't be that he's walking out of the tchum. He can't walk 2,000 amos along the valley or along the mountain in order to find some narrower spot, because now he's already out of the tchum of the city, and that wouldn't be okay. Now says the Mishnah, im eina yachal avliyai, let's say he's not able to be mavliyai. Let's say the mountain is simply too wide, and in order to get to a spot on the mountain which is narrower than 50 amas, he would have to walk out of the tchum. What does he do? Bezu om Rav Dustar b'Yabiyanei Mishum Rav Meir. In regards to this, Rav Dustar b'Yabiyanei quotes Rav Meir that Shamati, I heard, Shemekadrin Baharim, that were makader with mountains. Makader literally means to pierce the mountain. In other words, we pretend that there is a hole bored straight through the mountain, and that's how we measure it, meaning we're going to imagine that there's this hole through the base of the mountain. We're going to put our rope through that imaginary hole, and however long that is, that's part of the tchum, which basically means that we're not counting the slope of the mountain. Let's say the base of the mountain is 60 amos wide. So that counts as 60 amos of the tchum and not more than that. Even if the slope of the mountain up and down is, let's say, 500 amos or 1,000 amos, we don't count that slope up and down as part of the tchum. We just simply pretend that there's a hole going through the mountain. And the way that's done, as we're going to see in the Gemara in Amud Beis, is that the lead surveyor walks a little bit up the mountain. The follow guy stays a little bit behind. They actually hold a rope of 4 amos, not 50, but 4, and they measure it like steps. The lead guy holds it a little bit lower down. The follow guy holds it a little bit higher up so that the rope is straight, and they keep on doing that up the mountain like steps. And that way, they're only accounting for the width of the mountain and not for the slope. So we go into the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. Ein moedin ela bechavel shel chamishim ama v'chulu. And the Gemara now tells us, kamahu midas hatchum. How much does the tchum turn out to be? So arbaim chavelim. It turns out to be 40 ropes, as we explained, because 2,000 amas being measured with a 50 amma rope is 40 rope lengths. Le pachas, the rope can't be shorter than 50 amas, shu nimtach v'niskar, because then they're going to end up being able to stretch it a lot because it's a shorter rope, so they could pull it and stretch it tight, and then they're going to end up gaining on the tchum. It's going to end up being more than 2,000 amas, and v'lo yoser, it can't be longer than 50 amas either, shu nikmaz u'mafsid, because it sags and he loses out. A rope that's longer than 50 amas is not able to be pulled taut enough. It's going to end up sagging, and it means that when they're measuring, they're not actually getting the full length of the rope because it's sagging, and they're going to end up losing out on 2,000 amas. So it's got to be a 50 amas rope, that's it. Now the question is, what's the rope made out of? So those that teach, they use a flax or a linen rope. Those that teach, that's the proper gear saw, that they use a chain rope, which means that it's basically made out of chains, not out of metal chains. We'll see that in a moment, that there's one gear saw like that. This rope over here that we're referring to, though, is a rope made out of some sort of material, but the way that it's produced is not necessarily that it's twisted like a regular rope, but it's made out of chains, and that way it could be pulled nice and taut. And those that teach, that the rope is actually 4 amos, not a 50 amos rope, but a 4 amos rope. And Amar Rabbi Shua says, Ein lo chamida shal emes, ela shal sheles. The best way to measure 100% precisely, that's emes, meaning the truthful measurement of 2,000 amos, is only with the rope made out of chains, meaning a metal chain rope. Avol Maya said, what am I supposed to do that we can't use such a rope? Because Uksiv ben Avim, it says in Avim, in description of the measure of the base of Mikdash, Chavol mupsil peshtim biyadai, ropes and linen cord was in his hand, ukinei hamida, and the measuring stick. So we see we're talking about measuring, and we're using a rope made out of pishtim, which is linen, and not something made out of metal. Therefore, we have to use this material rope and not a metal one. Now we get into a bunch of cases. The first one we're discussing is where there is a nachal, which we've had this before. It's like a wadi, this riverbed that very often during the summer is dry because there's no water there, and that's outside the city, and it's going to be part of the tchum. Let's say from the city to the nachal is 75 amas, which means they don't actually know 100% that it's 75 amas, but they're able to tell that it's about 75 amas from the beginning of the city to the nachal. Now the thing is, we have to use this rope of 50 amas, and that's it. So what are we supposed to do? Train amirayim, we have machlokes amirayim. Chad number one says, they measure one rope length of 50 amas. Now there's about 25 amas till the beginning of the nachal. So what do? They have a 50 amas rope, but there's only 25 amas left to go. So v'chayzer l'achayr of 25 amas, they go 25 amas back by folding the rope in half. So now they backtrack 25 amas, and so that means that now they're 50 amas, which is a full rope length away from the nachal, and they measure it that way, which means that they come to the nachal at the beginning of a rope length, no problem, and then they're able to traverse the nachal, like what we had mentioned, to be mavliyat in the tchum. Whereas Bukharna Amar, the other one says, they begin by measuring the 75 amas with one rope length of 50 amas, but they don't have to go backwards, and the rest could just be measured with a rope of 4 amas. Another discussion regarding this nachal, and pay attention to the girsa change, haya nachal, sar milamata v'rachav milamala. This nachal was narrow in the bottom and wide on top, which is usually the standard way a nachal is. It's basically a regular valley where it slopes downwards and the bottom of it is narrower than the top. So ad chamishim ama, if the whole width on top of it from one edge to the other edge is up until 50 amas, this is basically what we mentioned in our Mishnah, ad roya oisai kilu mali afer tzrei rois, you view it as if it's full with dirt and stones and the whole thing is just muvla inside the tchum, vim lav. But if not, meaning the top of the nachal is wider than 50 amas, ad roya oisai ki misrapas v'ayl misrapas v'yared, you view it as if it's going up and down, which basically means we count the slope as well, and we're not mavliya the whole thing inside the tchum. Now, what about the following situation? Hoya nachal ma'ukam. Let's say this nachal curved, meaning when they went outside, and this nachal runs along the entire length of the eastern part of the city, and it's more than 50 amas wide in this whole area opposite the eastern part of the city. And then what does it do? It curves south and goes towards the south of the city as well, as it means that they can't do what we suggested in the Mishnah, is just to walk along the nachal until they find a spot which is narrower than 50 amas, because since it curves around the city, there is no spot on the eastern side that's narrower than 50 amas. It just swings below to the southern part, so how are they supposed to measure the eastern part of the nachal? So Lam Zayin based on top of Chizdei Omar, he tells us that Mitzayfa is, he looks or he views it, U'mishayar ba be'enov b'mishar v'chayzer v'aysa kein bahar, and he estimates with his eyes on the flat part, and he does the same thing with the har, with the slope, which basically means that when he's going out the eastern part of the city, which was our example, how wide the bed or the bottom of the nachal is, and he does the same thing with the slope of the nachal going down into the bottom, and that's counted as part of the tchum. Now Rav Acha quotes Rav Chinuna, who quotes Rav Yirmiyah, who says b'shem Rishul Bar Yitzchak, v'ushitei mida yotza bahar arba tfachim kidei makoim. It has to be that the slope of the walls of the nachal that go down into it, that's what we're calling the har, that's the slope going down to the bottom of the nachal, that it's at least at a distance of 4 tfachim. We see over here in Rav Chaim Kanievsky, we have a handy little picture over here. Art Scroll as well has a little diagram, and the reason why this is important is because if from the top of the nachal down to the bottom of the bed, the wall is so steep that it doesn't even extend four tefachim out, and we know the four tefachim is a makam chashuv, that's what the Gemara is saying by kedei makam, then it means the wall is not counted. We're not counting the length of this wall, of the slope, as part of the tchum, because you can't really use it. You're not able to walk down it comfortably, and that's why we have to have this four tefachim in order to be able to count the wall. Now moving on to the last part of Mishnah, where we had said that the base of the mountain was more than 50 amas wide, and there was no place alongside that was narrower than 50 yamas that were able to be mavliyat from there. And therefore, what did the Mishnah tell us? That we had said, B'shem Rameir, Shemati, Shemakadrin, Baharim, they were Makadir. We, so to speak, imagine that there's a hole made through the base of the mountain, and that's how we measure. Now, there's a Braisa that the Chamim argue with this, that ain't Makadrin Baharim. And the question is, what's the Machloikes? And let's remember that the key over here is the Makadrin accomplishes measuring the width of the mountain and not the slope. And as we explained, that enables the Tchum to be longer, because obviously, if the slope of the mountain is included, then a lot of the Tchum is taken up by it. Just imagine the base of the mountain is 100 amas wide, but very steep, 1,000 up and 1,000 down. That means that there wouldn't be any Tchum left after getting down the other side of the mountain. So being Makadar is important for the Tchum. The question just is, what's the Machloikes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim? So Rabbi Yosef quotes Rav Huna, who says B'Shem Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yudan, Mati Ba B'Shem Rav, he was inclined to say this in the name of Rav, and here we have a bunch of Girsa changes, so pay attention, that Ha'elyon Keneged Roishai, V'Atachton Keneged Masnav, if the lead guy who's measuring, he's the Elyon, if he puts the rope by his head, and the bottom guy, the one who's following, he puts it by his loins, by his hips basically, so Kol HaMaydai Shemakdimin, everyone agrees that the rope is going to be slanted too much, and it means that we're basically measuring the slope of the mountain, and we're not being Makadar properly, so everyone would agree, namely, even Rav Meir would agree that we don't measure it like this, because that shortens the Tchum, that's what Makdimin means, it makes the Tchum too short. Furthermore, Ha'elyon Keneged Masnav, V'Atachton Keneged Roishai, if the upper one, the lead guy, he puts the rope by his hips, and the lower guy is putting it by his own head, so Kol HaMaydai Shemakadrin, everyone agrees that this is a great way to be Makadar, even the Chamim agree to Rav Meir. Ma'pligin, what's Machlaikes? Keneged Libai, that's where the lower one places it by his own heart, meaning by his chest, and the upper one places it by his feet. That's where the Machlaikes is. Do we say that this is a steep enough slope that we're going to be Makadar, or maybe it's not a steep enough slope, and therefore we'll just count the slope as well as part of the Tchum? So we hear of Meir or Makadar, and Meir says, no, in this case as well we'll be Makadar. Whereas V'chamar ain't Makadar, and over here the Chum say we're not Makadar, and we just count the slope as part of the Tchum, and we're not going to be Makadar. Now, more about this Machlaikes, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, Rav Ba quotes Rav Yehuda, and Rav Zeir says B'Shem Har Ukvan, the Chum only argue in the following, Ein Mekadrin El Bechevel Shel Chamisham Ama, that we're only Mekadr with a rope of 50 Amas, meaning they agree that we are Mekadr a mountain, it's just that, what's the length of the rope? According to Rav Meir, as we had said in the Mishnah, the rope is 4 Amas, but according to them, the rope is 50 Amas. Now, more about this Mekadrin, so Rav Zeir says B'Shem Har Chizdai, and pay attention to the Girsa changes, Ein Mekadrin Baharim, wouldn't do this whole idea of being Mekadr a mountain, which again is basically like we're piercing a hole through it and we're not counting the slope. We don't do it in the following two situations. Loi ba'ari ha'levim v'loi ba'egla rufa. Not with the cities of levim or with egla rufa. Let's just explain the second one first. We know that egla rufa is when we find a dead body somewhere out in the wilderness. It's on the road in between two cities. So we have to measure which city is closest to it, and the zakenim of that city have to go through a whole process called egla rufa. So when we're measuring which city is closer, if there happens to be a mountain there, we're not going to be makadr the mountain. We're going to go up the slope and down the slope as part of the measurement. That's what it means, Ein Mekadrin by Egla Rufa, and Ein Mekadrin by Ari Levim has to do with the cities of Levim. We know the Shevet Levi did not receive their own portion of Eretz Yisrael. They were given 42 cities to be their own, but that's not one portion. These cities were scattered all over the place, and the Pasuk tells us, as we'll see in a minute, that there's a certain area of Migrash, an open area outside the city that has to be left completely uncultivated. It has to just be left for the beautification of the city, and when we're measuring those 1,000 Amis, if there's a mountain there, we're not going to Mekadr that mountain in order to gain even more space, will include the slope up and down as part of those amais. Now we continue discussing these Ari Levim. And this has to do with the Machlokes Rabbi Kivin Rabbi Eliezer Masechas Saita regarding a lack of clarity in Psukim. One Pasuk regarding the Levim says, Umadaisa Michutz La'ir, you should measure outside the city, Alpayim Ba'ama, 2,000 Amas. And another Pasuk says, Mikira Ir V'chutza Elef Amah, from the wall of the city and outside, 1,000 Amas. So the question is, obviously, how many Amas are measured outside the Ari Levim? So Rabbi Kiva says that when the Pasuk says 1,000, that's regarding the Migrash, this open area that's not allowed to be cultivated. And when it says 2,000 Amas, that's referring to Tchum Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Lezer says that yes, the 1,000 Amas in the Pasuk is referring to Migrash, whereas the 2,000 Amas that we're referring to is talking about Sades and Krumim. It's another 2,000 Amas that could be fields and vineyards. Now, picking up with that and paying attention to the Girsa changes over here as well, Nicha, Commando Amar, this is all good according to the Mando Amar, which is Rabbi Lezer, that Elif Migrash, Valpaim, sadus and kramim. The 1,000 amas is migrash, and the 2,000 amas is sadus and kramim. Since according to Blazer, the pasuk is not talking about tchum Shabbos, that means that tchum Shabbos is drabanon, so we are able to be makadar for tchum, because when we're makadar, that turns out to be a kula. So since tchum Shabbos is drabanon, we can be makel, but not for the levium because it's da'i raisa, and therefore it makes sense that there's a difference between tchum Shabbos and ari levium. Baram kaman demar. However, according to the Ma'adam, which is Rabbi Kiva, elef amas migrash val paim tchum Shabbos, that the 2,000 amas that we're talking about is tchum Shabbos. Here's our issue. Klum lamdu l'tchum Shabbos loy mitchum ari levium. Aren't we learning tchum Shabbos from the tchum of ari levium because it's mentioned by the cities of ari levium, and he's saying it's talking about Shabbos. And so how could it be that le'ikur ein makadrin l'tfeil makadrin, that for the ikur, for the main thing that we're referring to in the pasuk, which is ari levium, we can't be makader, but for the tafel, for the secondary thing, for that which is being learned from the ari levium, namely tchum Shabbos, we are able to be makader? How does the distinction make any sense according to Rabbi Kiva? And we end up with a question without an answer. Now once we mention ari levium, we mention something else which isn't really relevant to tchum at all. How do we know that when a Levi who lived in the city died, he does not get buried within the tchum of the ari levium? He has to be buried outside. So Rav says, "B'shem Rav Yosef ben Chanina." That's because the pasuk says, "Umigrashem yul behemtom l'ruchusham l'chol chayasam." That this migrash, the whole area outside, is for their animals and for their wealth and l'chol chayasam. What do we learn from here? L'chaim nitnu v'loy nitnu l'kvaros. It's meant for living and it's not meant for kavura. The Mishnah tells us, "Ein ma'idin el min ha-mumche." We're only allowed to measure this 2,000 amos of tchum with a mumche. It has to be an expert land surveyor. Can't be a random guy that doesn't know what he's doing. Now let's say riba l'makom echad u'miyet l'makom echad. That it turns out that the tchum was longer in one area than another. They measured the tchum out the northwestern part of the city and out the northeastern part of the city, and then they saw that the tchum in one area was longer than the tchum in the other area. So clearly there's a mistake in one area. Shem l'marbe, we go with the marbe with the longer one because we're makel with tchum. We have to add into the gears of the following line, riba l'echad u'miyet l'echad. If let's say we had two different people measuring, one measured a shorter, one measured a longer, we go with a longer measurement. And afilu eved, afilu shefcha, even a non-Jewish servant or maidservant, nemanin loymar, they're believed to say, ad kan tchum Shabbos, this is where the tchum Shabbos goes until. And why is that? Shloy amr chum bedavar l'hachmer el hakel. The chum did not say this 2,000 amas of tchum to be machmer, rather to be mekel, meaning anytime we have a discrepancy or anytime we have a question, we'll always go with the kula. And so now the Gemara tells us, ein maiden el menamum chavuchulu, hahed yachiriba ein shaymin loy. If the discrepancy that we mentioned in our Mishnah, the one measured it longer and the other measured it shorter, the longer measurement came from a hedyot, from a non-expert, we do not listen to him, rather we listen to the expert who had measured it shorter. Now Rav Yishai tells us, Higiyucha, Soif Tchumei Shabbos, Dlam Echas Amar Alfa on top. You see from the Mishnah that Tchum Shabbos is not sourced in the Torah, that's what it means, Einun Mechuvarn Midvar Torah, it's not a Dairais, it's Darabanon, and that's obvious for our Mishnah, because why else would we be makel to allow the longer measurement, unless of course it's Darabanon. Now Rav Man asks the following, Nicha Alpaim Amar Einun Mechuvar. That makes sense that the standard 2,000 amos of Tchum Shabbos is not necessarily sourced in the Torah, it's midrabanan. But maybe Arbas Alafim Amo Mechavarhu, that 4,000 amos perhaps is midaraisa. What does it mean 4,000 amos? Well, as we know that a person could extend their Tchum another 2,000 amos, and that's a total of 4,000 amos, so maybe that maximum that the person is allowed to go, that 4,000 amos, perhaps that's midaraisa. However, Shem Bar Karsana says, B'Shem Rav Acha, Ein Lecha Mechavar Mikulam, El Tchum Shneimasar Mil Kamachni Yisrael. The only thing that's midaraisa is the 12 mil of Machne Yisrael. 1 mil is 2,000 amos. 12 mil is obviously much more than that. We know that the Machne Yisrael, the encampment of the Yidden in the Midbar, was 12 mil from one end to the other, and that's the only thing that's midaraisa, that they were allowed to walk across the entire Machne Yisrael on Shabbos, but not go beyond it. And the 2,000 amos that we always discuss, that's midrabanan. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Hey, with a whole discussion regarding Shituf Muvais, which is a little bit of a break in discussing Tchum Shabbos, and then afterwards we're going to go back to Tchum. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.